Now that was good. I ought to be knocked up after that. For a non-tiger person, you really are an animal. And four times in a row, too. I knew after the foursome we had that you had a lot of stamina, but all I have to say is, damn. I love you, Cub Daddy. Well, after our fun night, I'm feeling a little dirty. Things definitely got messy at times, didn't they? I think that I'll go to the stream and wash off. Care to join me? Don't feel like moving just yet? Can't say that I blame you. You did a very tenuous performance, to say the least. Well, yeah, I know complex words, too. All right, Cub Daddy. I'll be back in a few minutes while you recover. Be back in the flash, hot stuff. Mwah. Looks like Mala's finally left her human breeding machine all alone. Now I can finally make my move before that whore returns. Time to nab me a cub daddy of my own. No, it isn't Mala. It is me, Tora, Tigress Chief of the Chiba Village. Oh, relax, relax, dear human. I'm not here to harm you. No, I am here to pledge my undying love for you. I want to take you away from those tiger skinks and make you my life mate. Yeah, that's right. I wish to make you my mate, sort of like how you humans call a husband. Considering that I want you to father my cubs, I thought calling you Cubby would be a cute little nickname. You barely know me? Well then, I'll catch you up on a few things. As I've said, my name is Tora, Chief Scout of the Chiba Village. My tribe is the closest neighbor to this one. You are currently residing in. We are a matriarchal society. Yeah. Male tigers are too aggressive and have no respect for females. Let's just say we ran into a lot of fertility issues and forced relationships that we didn't want. So I and my fellow tigresses decided to banish the male tigers. Now, whenever we want a mate, we simply abduct one of the males who have separated from the rest of her pack and do to them what your feline fuck buddies have been doing to you. However, we hold a lingering resentment towards male tigers for obvious reasons. So we prefer to find human males instead. Unfortunately, we don't get many humans around these parts. The ones who wander into the jungle are usually hunted by panther girls or other neighboring tribes. Human and demi-human. Some humans are exterminated while others are used for breeding purposes. You've been being used by these bitches for some time now. It has filled me with disgust at their actions, but I've been filled with love and pity for you. That's why I'm here, to take you away from your captivity and give you a life of love and luxury. Now come with me, my love. Allow me to rescue you from your slavery and give you the appreciation that you so rightfully deserve. How can I be in love with someone that I don't know? Oh, but my silly little human. I already know a lot about you. You were in the jungle looking for a new species of animals, when suddenly, Mala attacked and abducted you. And then you were brought to this village of theirs, in which they continuously used you for their own selfish needs. During that time, I was watching you, learned of your patience, your strength, and your noble heart. Despite everything those girls put you through, you still decided to help them. Even getting one pregnant in the process. So I fell in love with you because of these reasons and more. I also know of your impressive stamina. You would make for an impressive tiger male. Enough talk for now. We need to get you out of here. They haven't been bad to you? You want to stay here with them? Oh no. My love has developed Stockholm Syndrome. Please allow me to take you immediately. It'll be for your own good. We need to hurry and leave before Mala... What the hell is going on here? You! Get the fuck away from my cop daddy, you village bitch! No, never! I'm here to rescue my future cubby from your vile clutches. Cubby? What the hell's a cubby? It's a combination of cub daddy and husband. First off, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Second, he doesn't need nor desire to be rescued. We have been taking very good care of him. Yeah, by molesting him daily to get preggers. That isn't like that at all, you dumb pussy. He wants to be the father of his children, and he's confessed his love for us. Yeah, because of his Stockholm Syndrome. What? He doesn't have Stockholm Syndrome. I wouldn't expect you of all people to know what's going on here. Yes, unfortunately I know this bitch. She's a spy for her village. Since I do the most hunting, me and her have had many encounters. All unfortunate encounters. We spy on you to ensure that you don't withhold any men from our village. And lo and behold, hoarding a man in your village and not being considerate enough to share him with our village. We are tigers, idiot. We're naturally territorial. You never shared any of your male tigers. Wish you abducted only after banishing them. Fucking hypocrites, all of your villages. Now leave my tent at once before I wake my sisters and dismember you. I'm not leaving without him. I love him. Yeah? Well, so do me and my sisters. Besides, you can't take him. He's already a father. Yeah, I know that already. Besides, I don't care if he has a baby with your beloved Suma. He's still mine. You really are a heartless bitch, trying to take away a cub daddy from his pregnant mate. Are you really this selfish? Can't you just go find another slave to have a baby with? We can't find any more tiger males. We desperately needed to find him. And so did we. All of our males were hunted down by human tribes. You banished your males. You preach of gender equality, but instead of coming to an understanding, your tribe decided to take the radical and unfair approach. The fate of your tribe is all by your own undoings. You treated the males like they treated you, and look what happened. You didn't gain anything. Instead, you lost everything. Shut up! He's mine and mine only. Finders keepers! Oh wait, didn't I find them first? Bring it on, you mateless tramp. That's it! Hey, what are you doing, cubby? Cub daddy, stand aside. This bitch is dangerous. What do you mean we're acting like her tribe? We aren't man-haters. Well, yes, all of the tiger tribes were united at one point, but what does that matter? Us excluding her tribe is like how they excluded the males. We didn't do it so unjustly as they did. We divided ourselves out of more, like, societal reasons. What she failed to mention to you is the reason we were one tribe when a number of them decided to banish the males. My whole family was against this, and so there was division amongst the tribe, which is why we stopped having anything to do with them. They drove our men away. You're right.
What?
You're right, Mala. We are responsible for driving the men away. And the truth is that we regret doing it. And we now know what we did was wrong. We just know. However, we shouldn't have taken out our fears and hatred on the males who didn't do anything. We should have just challenged the leadership at that time. The true path of leadership isn't punishment, it's guidance. Mala, on behalf of our village, I'm sorry. Truly sorry for what we did. Mew.
So that's it? You expect me to forgive you, just like that? The tiger man that I was supposed to be with, you chased away.
And I'm sorry for that, Mala. But you had this man now.
I guess you're right. And he was definitely worth it.
But what should we do now?
You think that we should put aside our differences for the greater good?
You think that we should unite our tribes once more? Mala, I can't believe I'm about to ask this, but do you think that our tribes could have a meeting to discuss this further?
I guess we could try.
Even between my sisters, we all need to try and repopulate all of our kind as much as possible.
Fine. I'll let you go to your village to arrange a meeting tomorrow afternoon. I'll inform my sisters in the morning.
Okay, so temporary truce?
Yeah. Now go back before I change my mind.
I'll be back, cubby. Mew.
I hate how she calls you that. I hope all goes well tomorrow. You think that you should be there for negotiations?
Well, you do have a way with words. Fine. But for now, we should get some sleep.
Speaking of which, I want to let you know. I'm really happy that you picked the nature life over human life. We do have some knowledge on humans, like I've mentioned before, and you guys live some of the worst lives we could ever think of. Like, think about it. Half of you spend most of your time behind four walls, doing some of the most insignificant of stuff. Whether it be what you call work, or just being in your house all day. I mean, sure, we have our own houses too. But we're not in the middle of huge, loud cities, with no form of nature anywhere in sight. Not to mention your toxic, polluted air, as well as water. And the absolute lack of sunlight in some of your city areas is just abhorrent, to say the least. Humans just like us are naturally from nature. Yet you humans have given nature up completely to live a life that you're not supposed to live. I mean, sure, our kind can be kind of violent towards one another sometimes, but your race is a whole different level of violent. And I can sense the lack of fulfillment too. A part of you all yearned to go back to nature. But you block away that subconscious need with constant distractions and unhealthy self-indulgences. I mean, you could have easily chosen to go back to your home, in which everything there you're very used to. But instead, you decided to come here with us. And I'm so grateful for that. Come here, Cub Daddy. Maybe this could be a start of humans retransition back into nature. I mean, most of your kind doesn't even decide to go outside and enjoy the sun for the most part. Maybe take a few mile walk at a park or maybe a nature's area. Well, in city areas, it's hard to find some place like that, wherever it'll be. But still, at least get some fresh air. And you were confident enough to do a bit more than that. Which I admire you for, Cup Daddy. Scoot over, Cup Daddy. We have a big day tomorrow. Just know, whatever happens, I'll protect you with my life, and that I love you so much. Now, let's get some rest. Mmm.